Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast. Episode 1, The Swimming Pool.
Hello and welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe.
It's episode 1, and as you can hear, this week we're at my local public swimming pool.
Right, and what do I have an irrational fear of?
I know this. Is it emotional intimacy?
No, swimming pools.
And that, my friend, is exactly why we're here. Name one building filled with more seance-worthy horror and dread than a swimming pool. The festering germs, the teenage body angst, the sexual frisson of a pool noodle.
The thing that really bothers me is the rule breakers. Ducking, bombing, using outdoor voices in what is clearly an enclosed space. It's perverse.
Then we're agreed. The swimming pool is a location of almost cosmic horror. Ooh. Should we set up the Ouija board by the jacuzzi?
Shouldn't we do it at the deep end, where someone might have actually drowned?
No, I think it's best we sit in the jacuzzi. Come on.
No way. I'm not getting into that body broth.
I'm not even sure you're allowed in wearing that. What is it, a Victorian bathing suit?
You know I don't like to flaunt my ankles.
And are the two Veruca socks strictly necessary?
I don't want to talk about it. And yes, it's extremely hard to walk on the wet floor. I've got basically no grip. I feel like Bambi on a slip and slide.
Now I know you've got two Verucas, I'm actually happier if you don't come in.
Well, you know I've got at least two.
Right, should we get started then? For our listeners, we're using a 1963 Ouija board attached to a microphone I borrowed from my brother and a doorbell I pulled off the front of Zoe's flat.
Oh, that's where that went.
And whenever we get a transmission from the beyond, you'll hear this sound.
Can you put that back when we're done, please? What if I have visitors?
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
It's a common misconception that seances are only for talking to ghosts. They're actually more like a way of eavesdropping on other realities. Some that were, some that will be, and some that won't.
That's enough introducing. Time for the incantation.
Distant worlds and ghastly ghouls, we summon you here to this pool. Reveal yourself to these podcasters, but please watch out for the used plasters.
Great, something's coming through.
Okay, Liv, if I hold up this buttercup under your chin, it will tell me the truth once and for all about whether you like butter or not.
Oh, Anna, you're so silly.
No, it really works. The buttercup knows your soul. Look.
She doesn't like butter.
You got me.
Really? You don't like butter?
So what's the big deal?
The big deal is that you don't like butter. Who doesn't like butter?
I guess I just prefer a drizzle of olive oil on my bread.
And it's not just butter. Liv also doesn't like you, Anna.
Liv? Is that true?
I do like you. It's just... Well, I was going to talk to you about it once we got back from holiday.
She wasn't.
Wow. Okay.
Ask her why she never put you on her Instagram.
Stop it!
Ask her where she was on your birthday.
You said you were working late.
Vindictive little flower. Why are you doing this?
You pulled me from the earth to wither and die simply so you could play a stupid game about solidified milk. What a petty reason to take a life.
See? It doesn't know anything. It's just screwing with us for revenge. Who are you going to believe? I love you.
You're right. Let's chuck it.
You can kill me, but you can't kill the truth. There are millions more like me. We are legion!
Whoa, I can't believe we almost let a spiteful flower destroy our entire relationship. And we're absolutely perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Do you really not like butter?
First one in the can, right, Charlie? Charlie?
Sorry, this jacuzzi is so relaxing. I can feel all my problems melting away.
That's probably just your skin reacting with the chemicals.
You know what, Zoe? I'm just glad you're having a nice time.
Oh my God, look, that woman's eating a sandwich. No food in the pool.
Mind your own business. Why are you so obsessed with other people breaking the rules?
Because when I see these rule breakers, I think, maybe there's a pool hooligan in me. A pooligan.
Oh, God.
What if I suddenly lose it and go on a spree? Shouting, pushing kids in, swimming across lanes. I'm right on the edge, Charlie. I could splash you right now.
Stop it.
Shh. No splashing.
Oh, it's okay. It was just an example splash.
Oh, I get it. You're afraid of unleashing your darkest desire to have even a little bit of fun.
Shh, the lifeguard might hear you.
No fun.
I told you.
Oh, listen.
Ugh, this place is so backwards. The barista nearly put my iced coffee in a paper cup instead of my reusable bamboo cup. So I was like, try again, bozo.
Good for you. Whoa, I love your top. Is that new?
Yeah, it is. 100% bamboo fibre. Just like my bag, my bra, my shoes and my tampons. It's a little scratchy up in there, but I just keep reminding myself why I'm doing this. For the pandas.
I'm so impressed with your commitment. I'm a vegan, but every time I smell bacon, I'm like, get in my belly, pig.
Did you know that pandas are seriously endangered? Their habitats are being destroyed by global warming. In 50 years, they're going to be gone.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. I can't wait 50 years to dance on the graves of those black and white demon bears.
Wait, what? So you want the pandas to die?
Yes, and as soon as possible. I wake up every single morning, ready to do anything I can to wipe those furry mimes off the face of the earth. If I can use up their only source of food, they'll have no choice but to die. Every time I drink from this bamboo cup, it's like I'm sipping the blood of my enemies. Mmm. Take that, you big soft goths.
But how can you hate pandas? They're so cute and fluffy.
That's what they want you to think. Those monochrome marshmallows need to be brought down a peg or two with a mass extinction. And if the only way to make that happen is to dress myself head to toe in bamboo, sleep in bamboo sheets, live in a bamboo house and burn bamboo bonfires in my back garden 12 hours a day, then that's what I'll have to do.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Look at me virtue signalling. Should we get out of here?
Shall I grab you a bamboo straw first?
No, I only use plastic straws. I detest turtles. They're basically big smug pebbles.
Excuse me, ladies. Are you conducting a seance?
No.
Because as you can clearly see on the sign, we have a strict no seance policy here at the Fitness Lagoon.
How do you even end up with that rule?
Nasty business with the OAP Aquatic Jazzercise. Some old Maureen trying to contact her dead hubby during the jumping jacks ended up opening a portal to hell. Evaporated all the water. Nightmare.
That sounds amazing.
She means that sounds terrible and we would never meddle with dark forces just for the sake of a podcast. This isn't even a real Ouija board. It's a novelty pool float. I'll prove it. Look.
Twelve couples.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm 22 and I'm a personal trainer slash calf model.
One hot summer.
I'm Jenny. I'm 21 and my star sign is Jin.
And the ultimate test.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm 19 and I'm in love with a sea witch.
Can your man resist the sea witch's spell to escape with his life and win £6,000 before tax? Welcome to a brand new series of Sea Witch Temptation Island. It's day one.
And the couples are taking part in their first challenge. Racing against the clock, the girls have to plug their boyfriend's ears with anything they can find before the sea witch uses her sexy song to lure them to a watery grave.
Keep still, Mike. I can't get this stupid seaweed to stay in your ears.
Babe, chill out. When we're together, I don't notice any other women. I can't even hear the song.
Are you sure? It's just that your ears are bleeding.
Yeah, babe, totally. It's just me and you and a sea witch.
Sounds like Mike's gunning for a three-way. Or should I say, seaway?
Actually, I think maybe I only love the sea witch.
Please, Mike, let's go back to the house and get in the hot tub.
Bissy, look, I just need some time to think. I'm going to get some headspace, take a little walk off that cliff.
Mike, no!
Uh-oh, looks like somebody's falling hard. Talk about head over heels, Mike.
He's dead!
It's day 312 at Sea Witch Temptation Island, and the girls are getting dolled up to try and persuade the surviving men to leave the sea witch's lair.
Look, I don't think we can do it. The house is flooded, so my straighteners don't work, and my skin's gone all wrinkly from the water. Oh, no one's going to want me looking like this. Except maybe the sea witch. I'm starting to think she might be quite a toxic person.
I'm so cold. Why did I only pack bikinis? My mum told me to bring a wetsuit and a grappling hook, but I didn't listen.
We're going to die here, aren't we?
Well, it looks like it. I knew I should have gone on Real Housewives instead.
No, babes. They would have torn you to shreds.
What did you do that for? That's expensive kit.
I didn't want to get in trouble. Besides, getting a Ouija board wet won't stop it working. It's magic.
Yeah, but the microphone isn't.
It'll be fine. Give it a shriek.
Richard, the clown's here.
Hey, hello there. I'm Beanie the Clown.
Come in. I'm Helena. This is my husband, Richard. And Andy's running around in the garden with his friends.
Well, hello there, boy.
Tell you what, it's nice to have a professional in. Usually I'm the only clown in this house.
Richard, ignore him. So, kids are out the back, bathroom's on the right, knives are in the kitchen, and you can get into the crawl space through the cupboard under the stairs.
Wait, why do I need access to the crawl space?
For the kids' bodies. Don't wait to stash them.
I know we've only booked 2 hours, but go to town. Not on our kids, preferably. Although, our youngest did chew the A button off the Xbox controller yesterday, so...
And we're having the living room redecorated next week, so don't worry about blood splatter.
I'm sorry, but what? What are you talking about?
I'm sure you know what you're doing, but we were thinking with the balloon animals, you could tie them around their wrists as some kind of restraint.
Ooh, yeah, or we could make a lovely poison jelly, maybe some razor blades inside.
Parents are coming at 3 o'clock to pick up, so if you fancy hanging around to see off Jerry Heaney's dad, that would be marvellous.
That whole family is unbearable.
Look, I don't know what you thought you'd booked here, but there must be a misunderstanding.
So you're not an authentic killer clown. You know, does kids' parties, bit of murder, back to the hokey-cokey.
Oh, Richard, I said you should have done it yourself. Red nose, bit of paint, bury someone under the barbecue pit.
Didn't you find him on the internet, Helena? How is he not a murderer?
I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Please. No, please, look. I've got to pay for my divorce and I'm in a lot of debt.
We specifically wanted a scary clown.
Okay, wait. Maybe we can find some kind of compromise? I haven't told anyone this before, but I ran over a dog once.
On purpose?
Yes.
Well, I guess we can work with that. Where's Fido? Come on, boy! Kids, who wants a surprise?
Here.
Use a melon baller.
Right, that's it. Enough. You can't have electronics in the pool. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You know what? Fine. I hate the pool anyway. Society teaches women that we have to be so polite. We have to follow the rules. We have to spend 6 years of our lives being so obsessed with horses that when we don't make any human friends, our mum burns our My Little Pony collection in a barrel in the back garden laughing as she does it. But here today, I say no more.
Madam, please put those Veruca socks back on.
No, I'm rejecting your rules. I don't recognise the dominion of your weird, watery empire. I'm going to run all the way out of here, feet raw, Veruca's out, covering as much ground as possible.
Wow. I've never seen that many Veruca's.
Good God.
Zoe, I fully back you up on the running thing, but having seen the feet that are about to touch that ground, can I run in front?
Yes, and let's push those children in on the way out. Get in the pool, you little...
Every bleeding day.
Seance Cast was written and performed by Zoe Tomalin and Charlie Dinkin, with additional material from Tasha Danrash and Catherine Brinkworth. It was performed by Tisson Douglas, Malianne Reese, Amy Sutton, Namisha Odedra, Amy Gledhill, Alison Thea Scott, Catherine Bond, Kyle Smith-Wino, and Jen Ives. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, tell three friends about it, or you'll start aging rapidly. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at seance_cast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.